Right, let's start where we left off. We left off yesterday at Daf Ches Amud Beis. Let's continue where we left off very quickly. There's no one here, just me and you. You go very quickly. Right over here, the Rav says, Shichya Zeka. Yeah, you want to start the next stuff, or you want to go a little bit right and left, whatever you want to do. You want to start Daf Ches? Let's start Daf Ches. New today is a new Daf. Daf Yomi is Daf Ches. Let's start the next Daf. We have to stay on the Daf. Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Yep. Ein Choshim Shemun Gira Chulda Mibayis Dabayis and Mokum Mokum Adim Kate Mechotz Lechotz and Yoli Ir Be Ein Dabas Seif. Yeah, you got Daf Ches Amud Aleph? Rabbi Shol, okay, so you know, we're not Chayish that Shem maybe Gira Chulda Mibayis Dabayis, we're not because maybe the weasel drag the Chomis Mibayis Dabayis and Mokum Mokum Adim Kate, once you're going to start in Chayish, then Adim Kate Mechotz Lechotz, so we have to be Chayish. Mechatzah lechatzah, umeir leir, ve'ein ledover seif, Rashi. Rashi choshim shem yigurah. V'tchol de'ein choshim kishabodai gzor v'zu bol livdoik zu shem v'tzuch shabol livdoik zu gera chulda v'chomis l'magol l'vabodok v'tzrich l'lach zov livdoik. We're not concerned that you go and you inspect one corner, but the time you go that one corner, maybe in the meantime, maybe the other corner has been full of chomits. Sheim kein. Shabbos alach l'shlekach, harei gam mechaz l'chazan yesh lemar kach. Ani bedakti kodim l'chaveri, v'lachar bedakti. If I did bedika first, hevia chulda chametz mechaz l'chaveri l'chatzeri, v'ein l'vaseh, v'lo v'lav chatzah mamash kamar elu kol bote ha-chatzer, kor chatzer. Over here Rashi says a chidush, that when it says chatzer, it does mean chatzer mamash, it means the bote ha-chatzer. Ein l'dover sef. Here Rashi teaches us the principle of you have to know when to call it quits. Ein l'dover sef. Okay, Gemara, Taima, the chazina, the reason, why you're not going to be chayish, that when mechotzel mibayis lebayis, because you did not see. Taima, the loy chazina, the shakel, that you did not see the chul to take it. Oh, but it's mash. But let's say chazina, the shakel, let's say you saw the chul to take it, the chayshin yichayish. Or by bedika, v'yamai. Name, let us say, achalte. Let's say that the chulda ate it. Yeah, ate it. Miloitnan, midura, soakum, tmeim, miduroi, what is this word? Miduroi, soakum, midurois. Why is that word over here with a strechel, with an apostrophe? Hoakum, tmeim, become a yishab, bemodor. The Amodet Tzach B'dika are Bohim Yoyim. Now what is Maviel? Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Ha Chazinun Sheviyah Selekan Chayshin Shemadayin Hukan V'tzach Livdoik V'amai Nema Achalte. Let's say the weasel ate. If you smash with the weasel, if you see that the Chuldet actually went in the Drug the Chomis, they have to be Chayish of this Chomis over here. But why? Why don't we say... And if the chul, why don't we say that if the chulda drank the chametz, the chulda ate it up? Mi loytan masech the oilos, midurois soidig chavim tmeim, b'nei shekoyrim nifleim bebateim. The midurois of the goyim are tmeim; they bury their nifleim bebateim, and that means a dwelling place. The midur means a dwelling place of a goy. You walk into a goyish house, you have to be chayish. There's a dead body in the house. They bury their dead in the house. A nifel, a baby, a miscarriage. The baby they buried in the house. The akum metamim b'misasta b'lerabbanim, and a guy is metame midrabbanim b'oil. Midraisa guy is not metame. Midrabbanim guy is metame. Even metame fill b'oil. Or Rav Shimon ben Yochai nami damu kevayim mechavim in metamim b'magam v'masim moiduhu deloy imut elam mitumas oil. The nan elam mitumas deloy mikri adam. Nochamol Rav Shimon Yochai nami damu kiri ha'akum ena metam b'magam v'masim moiduhu. Deloy imut, Ella, mitumas oihel. What? Deloy mikri. Adam's put fakir. What is saying over here? What is on Oisyud on the side? On the side, Oisyud doesn't explain anything. What's going on over here? Rav Shimon Yochai Nam Diyam and Kibi Yochav and Eina Metamim b'Magav Maso. Moiduhu, deloy imut Ella. The not mitumas oihel. I don't know what he means over here. I'm not sure what he means. But for our purpose right now, all we need to know here is that the bias of a Madura means the dwelling place of a non-Jew has the status of Tuma, Midrabana. Frak the Gemara. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Midura Sa'akum Mitimeim, Tumas Oyel. The Kama Yishav Amadav Yeyv Hamadav Tzach Bedika, Arboim Yoim. Let's say a guy moves into the house. Brand new house. You know for a fact that the house was tahor, and the guy moves in. He's only living there for a week. Do you have to be chayish? They already buried somebody within the first week of a guy moving in. The guy moves in the first week. So Rabbi Rashi comes and Yisrael Akum b'modu b'yeh hamodu tzach b'dika l'chsheyetsa Akum yirtsa Yisrael lodur ba'ol mem yoyim k'de yitzira savlat. So I guess this means that when the guy moves into the house, the guy's wife is not pregnant. How do you know she's not pregnant? How do you know there's not pregnant? So the Gemara goes weiter. Kama yishe b'modav yitzamodav tzach b'dika arboim yom v'al pishin ra'i lo isha. He has no isha. Why? Rashi, l'fi shechoshen hu al haznus. But I don't understand. Maybe when he came in, his wife was already pregnant.
Exactly.
So I guess what it means over here is that the guy over here is coming from a different country. Okay, he has a visa. He just got off the plane. If he just got off the plane, it's impossible. This is just standing a guy, you know, who lives in the neighborhood. And who knows what he's doing. It means a guy who has arrived from a different location. And al derech hateva, we have a right to assume, we have a very close-knit community. If this guy has arrived from a different country, he does not have here a pregnant girlfriend with him. So that means the first time he can impregnate a woman is the first day that he moves in. When he goes out at night for dinner, who knows what he did? And then maybe 40 days later, he has the nafel, he buried the nafel in his bias. But we don't have to be chayish that he's going to bury somebody else's nafel in his bias. He's only going to bury his own nafel in the bias. And since he came from a different civilization, different country, he's a newcomer to this community. So therefore, we have a right to assume that when he comes into the house, he's clean. And the earliest time that he can cause a woman to have a pregnancy and be a baby, nafel, 40 days, 40 days. Okay, vayta the Gemara. Next, then here comes the part that we need our sugya. You're in a place where there's a hole, the weasel, or a chazir, they hang out. You do not need to do a bdika. Why? Because the hole and the chazir are going to eat up the nafel. They're going to smell.
They're going to dig it up.
They're going to eat it. Shimon Omais has entered the room of his Nedish. Shimon, you want to go to the room over there? What? You can't find the Gemara? Shimon Omais is having a hard time finding the Gemara. Let me go help him. Give me 1 second.
I'll use the chomp.
We have full service here.
That's havoc.
Okay, so we'll use Jewish operation over here. We're using the oven now. This is like, you know, Ubamish, like back in the old days, Chaim Berlin, who broke into the kitchen every night. Only difference was there was food. Here there's no food. Okay. Here we go. So Vaitan the over here says, over here should we discuss the test of an aleph. We're discussing over here test of an aleph. Over here, if you see a weasel, a holder comes into your house and takes
the chametz.
Therefore, you have to be chayish. You have to do a bedika all over again.
Right.
For the Gemara, why can we assume that the holder ate up the food? If the holder has in its mouth a chametz, it ate up. Just like we have a halacha that if a person moves into a house, we have to be chayish that within 40 days he's going to impregnate a woman, and if the baby dies, he's going to bury the nafel in the bais. It's therefore every time you walk into a goyish house, every time you walk into a goyish house, there's tumas oil. There's an assumption that there's a corpse. There are dead bodies. There are skeletons somewhere in the house. He buried someone in the house. But the Gemara goes on to say, but in the event that there are chazirim, pigs and weasels roaming around the house,
they ate it up.
So just like there, we could assume that the animals consumed the dead body. So why can't we consume the chametz? Vaita. So over here, so different. And for the Gemara of Nebzera, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines of Nebzera. The Netziah says bread they leave over. Amarava, hi my, how can you compare? Bisham, Hasim, Amor, Hava, Amor, Lehava. How can you compare? It's not true. The question does not even begin. When it comes to the situation of the dead body, you don't even know if there is a dead body. And if it did happen, there's a dead body. Amar achalte. Then you can say that the chul and the chazir dug it up and ate it. Aval hacha, it's much worse. Devadai the chazina the shaka. We for sure the chazina. We saw their own eyes that the weasel entered into the bias with chametz. The shakel miyemar, the shakel kama, chazisa the shakel, it took bread, miyemar dachalde. Who says that made it up? Mel have savik vade ain savik motzei de vade. The bavusta sugya savik vade ain savik motzei mide vade. Yeah, so that's the Gemara's answer over here. That is the Gemara's answer. So therefore, vade. So therefore, now what will be the nafgamina between these two answers? The nafgamina is if you know for a fact that there's a dead body in the house. If you know for a fact there's a dead body, so now it's going to be the double zach. It'll be savik vaday. But according to the Gemara's first answer, the first answer was even if you know for a fact that there's a dead body in the house, if there's a chazir, well, there's a chulda, the chazir and the chulda for sure ate up the dead body. Frag the Gemara, tell the Brisa, chavir shemeis, a chavir tal mechacham shemeis, vehiniach megura malei peros. He leaves over another shadow of Safik Vada. He leaves over Megur means a silo. A Talmud Chacham who dies. And he leaves over a silo full of peros. And the question is, did he separate Tumas from Eishres? Rafilu Hein B'nei Yom. And even if today was the day when he brought the fruit or the grain into the silo. And then he dies. Harei Elu B'cheskas M'sukanim. Frektimar Y. V'harei Chachav D'vadai Tivili Hanei Pedei. There is no question that when the fruit was brought into the soil, it was chayv, it was tevel, chiv misav de shemayim, v'safik me'usarin, and we have a doubt, it's only one day, come on, even when it comes to Kiddush Levana, you give the guy 7 days, you give the guy a couple of days to Kiddush Levana, you don't do Kiddush Levana right away, you wait till it's a Shabbos, it's a safik if it's me'usarin, safik yelolo musarin, because it's safik mosu de vadai. The Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha, chasam vadai vadai, it's for sure, why is it for the vadai who? The vadai ma'aser, why could the famous barvus to sugi Rabbi Hanina not even for 1 second. So if it's a vada, if it's not comparable, there's not a suk, when they're going to come to challenge all different suitcases of suffix vada, it's a vada you would take off the maestros. Viboy is same, suffix, suffix. Another answer, in Hanami, you know what I mean? Why? Because maybe there was never a chiv maestro to begin with. Why would there not be a chiv maestro to begin with? Because they brought into the silo through the back door. If you take it into the south of the back door, then you're not chayv to give mafish. Mafish. You by same as savik asavik. Good dilma me kore emor delo tivilei tnat tevel kira yishaya. Then Rabbi Yishaya ma'arim adam al tivua. So a person can make a subterfuge regarding his tivua. What's this? Umachnisa b'mot shala. You can bring it in its chaff. Kidei shetshetei behemtoi oichela subtur ben amayis. In other words, I told you we go to the back door. Is another solution. The solution is that you don't bring it into your home when it's complete. Normally, the chiv derayis, at first have to remove the chaff. You have to first winnow.
Pre-peeled.
Right. So let's say you bring it into the home when it's not peeled. It's not yet peeled. The motz, the chaff is still on, and you bring it into the home. So then there's no chiv meiser because it's not the way you normally do it. And mele, it's not chayv meiser. You can give feed to animals because the animals can eat when it's not meiser before this point in time. Oh, so therefore now let's look at this. Okay, fine. You want to see the Rashi's or not? Let's see the bottom Rashi. Let's do at least one Rashi. The bottom. Kadesh behemto yecheles. Let's go. Let's do another Rashi. Let's do another answer. Let's go over the Rashi before. It's a big Rashi. A lot of alumnus. Okay, very quickly. The Rashi by same Amos. Amos by same Savik Savikul. This is a very important Rashi. Alam Sharashi, that a person, it's really a suffix and a suffix. We do not know if the chaver was mafresh, but we also do not know if the chayv to give two mesamayis altogether, because maybe we brought it in such a way where you potter. What's the case? Ki hechi the mesafkulon I asrinu I loy asrinu hachinami ikal lesvukei ichal alayuch shem tevel meolam I loy. Umeikara emer, I'll tell you, loy tovel, there was no din tevel. What do you mean there's no din tevel? Right now the grain is in the silo. Even though it has been smoothed out, it's piled up nice and neat in the silo. Uvesech habayis, emer, there's a solution how you can prevent mechayv ha'maiser. Emer, over lukir av elshaya, shech nisa b'lebet labayis b'moit shalot is chaff. V'achakach dosh umimarech. Then after you burned the house, you threshed it inside and you smoothed it out. The chayvas atevel chala birias pe'abayis. The zman of chid, there's only one chance to make a first impression. The only one chance, to make the first impression when you bring it to the bayis. Birias pe'abayis, b'bav mitzir b'hasrecha, v'zeh birias pe'abayis, loy nigma malachton. Lochol alov shem tevel, shugama malachton, kvar b'sach abayisu. Ve'in elu pe'abayis, elek shmich nasterch pesochim. It must go through the Pesach. Kedatanya Chassidim Harishonim Hayu Nechmachlisim B'Vesem Dech Terak Terak Simoin. The Chassidim Harishonim, they would bring their grain into the bayis through the front door, through the Terak Simoin. Okay, this sounds like a Yiddish word. Mitten Udrinin. They would bring it right into the front door. Everyone should see what is going on over here. Kedei L'chayva B'mayis Achshav Machlisim Derech Gagoyis V'Derech Katzeroyis B'Zman Azeh. We don't do this anymore. Today we bring it into the guy, the roof, to the back door, back channels. But we did machder agagder katzeres v'karfifias lebayis k'de lepoitron. Hilchadif olechay l'layu shem tevel mutter hayoyresh hazeh lo'ochlon achilas keva. And the male of the yoyresh, what does it mean, the yoyresh? That when the guy dies, this fellow dies, he has now died. The one who died was a chover, and we do not know if he was mafeshumus or maestros. We do not require the Yoyresh to be mafish shumus and maizer because of the halacha of Savik or Savik. Maybe he was never chayv to begin with, and even if he did, and maybe and if he was chayv, there's a legitimate Savik if the chaver was mafish shumus and maizer before he died because he's a chaver. Fine. Don't make a suggestion that over here it says in this Braisa, what is it in this Braisa? We want to welcome Shlomi Rabinowitz to the base medrash. Everyone should know that Shlomi Rabinowitz is here. So over here it says he is asking a very good kasha Rashi, because what does it say in this brayso? The brayso says you can feed it to your animals. A person can bring into the tevel, into the bayis, b'moit shalah, in its chaff, in order to feed it to his animals. When an animal eats, this is v'geder arai. The mahus of an animal eating is arai, is temporary. Who says the yoresh is allowed to eat from this grain, derech keva? Who gave you the right? So this that is forbidden to eat keva, to eat permanent koydin kivias goyren gemar molochem mit rabbanu, it's only mit rabbanon. We gabi isra rabbanon samchin acheskas kavashi she isram. Eino chinami. That's in that case over there where the person brought it in. The person is alive. Should have you unplug and then we're going to go out. That's going in the case there. The guy is alive. This case is much better. This case we have a valid possibility that the chover was mafresh trumas and maestros because the chover is alive. He was alive before he died, so there's a real possibility that he was mafresh trumas and maestros, and therefore now when he dies, we allow lechatchila the yorish to eat the left whatever is there lechatchila. Even achilas keva, because in this case there's a real possibility that the chaver before he died was mafresh trumas and maestros. It's not like the case that the Gemara is quoting. In the case the Gemara is quoting, the guy definitely was not yet mafresh trumas and maestros. And the reason why he's doing it in such a way was because he wants to feed it to his animals derech arai. That is correct, derech arai. When an animal has a meal, it's always called arai. When a person has a meal, it's keva. So in Echanami, the person cannot eat the b'derech arai, but his animals can eat derech arai. But in our case, the Yorish can eat afilu derech keva. Why? Because there's a chazaka, it's better. Because there is a possibility that the chaver was indeed mafresh shetrumas and maestros before he died. So that's why it's much better. Okay, next words of the Rashi, the list. Rashi, the list, afilu keva. The animal, so I told you that when an animal eats, it's called arai. So Rashi is saying, well, it's not only that. Rashi is saying that an animal can eat even a meal of kevad. The kol zman she'ena som geroinoi shel tevel olav. Shame. She'ena shame geroinoi shel tevel olav. Eina oiser be'achilas arai. Here's I told you. Achilas peyma loy gozro le'am yishom achilas keva. Tzimam yisag l'peya. Machal behem dehev l'chayv loy vos v'potem en amayshos ach ashi yimoreach. Avala machal odam nihid loy tovel midoraisa. Ni'afil koydim mimriach asro lechol keva. Bechulo gemara. That's a davar poshut admoid. An animal can eat a derech keva, but not a human being. Okay, so therefore we conclude this is a very gishmak gemara. I just want to point out something very important. This is something very important. You say, why taka, the gemara here says that the chassidim harishonu very makbid to be mafresh, to bring in the grain through the front door to be chayv midaraisa. But the later people, they went out of their way to bring in their grain into their home on through the roof, through the back door, through the window, in order that it should be potter from Trumas Samaisras. Why in the world would a person go out of their way to prevent himself from doing a mitzvah? And the answer is, I'll give you Moshul Lemaha Davidoyme. Is there today, do you know of any shul today in the whole world, except for the Kaisal Maravi, which Lachar is a real shul, that has the full sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash? There's no such thing. Because in the Shulchan Aruch, it's very clear that the Kedush of the Beis HaKnesses is so great, you're not allowed to talk, Dvarim B'Teilim, Sicha B'Teila, you're not allowed to do anything in the Beis HaKnesses other than pure prayer. And the Beis HaMedrash has even more sanctity. Only learning. Maybe you can sleep, because that's the Tzorach learning, but to open up your phone, to talk Dvarim B'Teilim, to make an announcement, and Shabbos, we're going to be davening mincha, the rabbis, Josh is going to be at this time. You're not going to do that. You're not going to say any, you're not going to do any dvarm shel, dvarm that is not the full tefillah or learning. Why? So what's it? Because every shul today is built al tanai. Every single shul today is built al tanai that it should not get a shame based haknesses, based on medrash, because we are not able today, we are not on a madrega, where we can properly treat it with the full kedusha, and what's going to happen is we're going to be subject to all the punishments that gefer lecha, punishments of not treating you. That's what's called a shtibel. A shtibel means a room. What is a shtibel? A shtibel is it's like a mitten udrinnen. It's like unfang. It's like favuze fallen alle meshen mit mir. It's a Yiddish word.
But don't know this halacha that you're supposed to designate beforehand, and they.
It's a given. You don't need. It's such a davar pashut. Even if you don't make, even if you don't make the tanai, it's kili. You made the tanai. All the pesukim say that it's a davar pashut. For 1,000 years, no one made a shul with the full kedusha because you couldn't survive a day. Problem though is there is one problem though. The Kaisal Hamaravi. The Kaisal Maravi is considered to be a Beis HaKnesses, and there's no tanai. And there, I'll talk there. It's mamish a circus.
Yeah.
It's a circus. You go, just stand there for 15 minutes. It is unreal what you will see happen in 15 minutes at the Kaisal. I was laughing my head off while I was seeing things going on over there. Yesterday, a politician came. He came with a camera crew, and he comes. Like, all thing was scripted. Like, he puts it on the wall. Probably some big president from some third world country never heard of before came to Israel with a delegation, puts it on the wall. They practiced this at home exactly how it was hilarious. The Chinese, they talk, I have a lot of respect to Chinese though, you know, when they come, whatever it is. So that's why. Oh, look at this. So therefore, this is Zelbazach. If a person eats Tevel, what is the penalty? Misa bidei shamayim. In order that a person should not be nichshol, and be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, it's because of niskatnu hadoros was so petrified of the choymer hadover of creating tevel d'oraisa, we go out of our way lahachis lechatchila not to bring it through the front door, because maybe when you mafresh a trumas semaisros, you don't know what you're doing, you make a mistake, you do it this way, you do it that way, you forget to do it, you do it the wrong way, and then it'll turn out that lemafreya you didn't do a good job, and then it turns out lemafreya that you ate tevel, chiyav misa b'dei shemayim. So b'meila, because we're so scared of being nichshol in these dvarim chamudim ad ma'oid, we avoid it by bringing it bedavko through the back door. It's not because they're trying to make a trick. They're trying lahachis to get away with it. Pumfakir, they give the Trumas Samaisras. They give everything.
They give and they bring them back?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Just not to get
into the din daraisa. Daraisa, because of the davar chomer adam oyde, what could happen? That's the lumnus. Okay, where did I see that? I saw that somewhere. I saw that explained. It's a very posh thing. It's very important to appreciate that point. Now we go to a new gemara, now gemara. Next gemara. Okay, next. Vatanya.
Where are we?
The A, gemara. The A in Safik. With three lines from the bottom. Three lines. The A in Safik. Moitzim Levada. This is the most important. He says the gemara is the whole shas. These gemaras. Rav Sholim, are you still there? Is he still with us? Baruch Hashem, Gvaldik. Wow, Gvaldik. All right, Gvaldik. So the Frank Mar Vein Sagwas Vivada Vietam Raisa Rabbi the Maisa Bishivchasa Shol Mehitzikhod. A Mehitzik means a tyrant. Inish Alama, a man that's very powerful, a tyrant, a very tough guy. Viz Sholhav, he was a Yid. He was a Yid, Shol Mehitzikhod Berimain. Rimain is the name of a place. Shehitila Nefer Labar. And this very mighty person, he cast a dead baby into a pit, a Kain came to look, he gazed, he bent over his head into the pit to see was tutsuchta. What did this guy throw inside? Why do you want to know? He wanted to know Tumi Batira. Rashi, what's the reason Leda Imzacha in the Keva? What?
What's the difference in Tumi?
Because a woman who gives birth to a nekeva is 80 days. So let's see over here. He was dispatched. He was sent on a mission. He wants to v'leniskar oisai koyin ala saras l'nefesh lo yitama. And this, now v'leniskar, over here there's an oisai on the side of my Gemara that says, v'leniskar, it is a tohus hadufus. Here Shlomi, a tohus hadufus, it should really say v'leniskar, the chav shbi yoresh. He was not Nisar is not careful regarding Oisa Koin Allah Saras Lenefesh Lo Yitamah, that it is forbidden. He is forbidden to come into contamination. We hate its Baba Barba, Hanefel Loi, Hanefel Loi, oh. But he did not end up seeing the Nefel. The Nefel was out of view. He was not able to see the Nefel, but what's the Shaila? Maybe he was Mahil Al Hanefel, Al Hames. And if you're Mahil Al Hanames, what does Allah become? You become Tameh. Right, so the difference is they were mitire him. Why? Why would they mitire him? Because there's a real possibility that a chulda frequent the bar, and the chulda will consume the baby, the nafel. So it's gone. So male, it's a suffix. What? There's no din oil on the bones. The din oil. Well, you need rive shedra. There are no bones. The nafel doesn't have bones. A nafil doesn't have, a nafil only has basar. If it was a skeleton of a human being or a person, then you're right, there's a skeleton. But a nafil, you're saying a very good kasha, I'm telling you a murder answer, that there's no bones in a nafil. A nafil is only basar. Memela, if the chulda ate it, there's nothing more left. It will be a human
actually,
being.
It says here, could be assumed that it dragged the stillborn away before he leaves.
He dragged it away. Okay, so it's saying that even if there are bones, he dragged it away. Very good. Okay. I stand corrected. Weiter. So they have a leopard. You know, those things are very dangerous. I wouldn't want to be in the same room as one of those things. I'll be a gone in 1 minute. A bardless, a leopard. Mitsuyin sham. Yeah. A bardless, a leopard. Okay, they're very, very dangerous creatures, leopards. What does it say there?
Polecat.
A polecat?
A leopard is a huge animal.
Yeah, that's what a bardalus is. All right, you want to say it's a polecat?
I think it's small.
All right, fine. Nachmal, strike two.
What did you say, Shlomo? Polecat?
Polecat.
P-O-L-E.
Polecat?
Polecat. You know what a polecat is? It's like, to me, like a Martian. I don't know what a polecat is. Vita, probably they probably go to the Bronx Zoo. They tested all the animals in the Bronx Zoo for corona. You know that? They all have corona. They tested all the tigers. They all have corona.
Really?
Yeah. They test them a long time. They all have corona. All the animals, the brangsu. Goes to show what if you don't wear a mask, that's what happens. Right. Uba, the Hakam should make masks for all the animals. Uba, meisel of necham, the vitiru. Memnesha, hold the barless musum sham, the hob, fact of haika, a hacham here, the vada hitila, over here it's a vadai. The vada hitila, the suffic giru, huh? Oh, you have a picture of it?
I got a picture of it.
I can't see. Ugh, it looks so ugly.
It's like a meerkat.
It's a meerkat.
It's like a ferret
or a meerkat. Vaita, safi giru, safi loy giru, so he shaita, because he's safi gomoy sve vadai. So what do you see over? You see over here, so you see over sve vadai. So therefore, we have a kasha, and the gemara, loy tema shetila nefa labar. Don't say that the person he threw the matzik echad he threw into the bar, ella. This man who was a matzik, he threw something which looked like a nefel. But it can very well be that he threw away his lunch. Maybe he just didn't like what he bought in Burger King and he threw it into the pit. And maybe really it was just some leftover lunch. It wasn't a nefel. Loitema shetila nevel labar ela ema shetila kimin nevel labar b'havi safik v'safik frag the gemara, but that's not the story.
It's a safik.
What he threw into the bar? What he threw now?
And
so if the bardalus and the holder drag it away, oh frag the gemara, that's not the story. Read the story. The story says v'hal leidem zachu in the kevahi katani. So it says Beferish, he threw, the guy went to go check out was Zachan Nekev, which means that the guy for sure threw into the pit, the Nefel. The Gemara says, no, you don't know how to read. Hachi Kamar. First of all, the guy went to Mevara to Sveikas, like a Sveik. Number one, he went to Mevara im Ruachi Pila, im Nefel Pila. In other words, oh, so there's more to the story over here. This woman, something came out of her belly. But what came out of her belly could be nothing. It can be a fake pregnancy, a false pregnancy. It can be just a placenta. It can be just a sack with
ruach.
Nothing. Yeah, ruach. Ruach. You know, something, whatever. This person came, he threw something into the pit, a discharge that came out of this woman. We do not know what came out of this woman. It can very well be that it was not even together in Nefil. Maybe if it's not together in Nefil, it wasn't 40 days old, then there's no tumor whatsoever. Maybe it was less than 40 days. If it was less than 40 days, it's not called Nefil, it's called ruach. And then there's no tumor. And if in Taka was a ruach, Migra miyaz vadei girurum by he shaita. The Gemara gives another answer. The vade. Maybe right goes back to the case of the Gemara. The case where he for sure threw.
Can you say this vade there?
If for sure he threw a nafel.
No, mitzuyim shem. How do you know the vade bardless is there? Because you saw it.
Yeah, the going in the case where like today in Brooklyn, are there cats? There certainly are cats. You can tell me there are no cats. There certainly are cats all over the place. Are there squirrels? Not anymore. Because the Rabban Shel Yisrael, he got rid of all the squirrels. You don't see squirrels anymore because he shipped out. You know what he shipped out? Rabban Lehman? Hundreds of thousands of them he shipped out. You know why? He wanted to save them from corona. He got rid of them right before the storm. You know how many squirrels he got rid of? He saved us all. He saved us all from the squirrels. They would be eating us up now. They'll be spreading disease. But Rabbeinu Yisrael Lehman, he got rid of all the squirrels. That's why it's safe to be in Flatbush now.
Everywhere.
What?
Everywhere.
No more. He got rid of them. He was sure leaving. He got them all. Gone.
The
break. He sent them all to Central Park.
They're all over the place.
They all have corona, the squirrels. Don't touch them. They're probably dangerous. Vait. Even the Gemara before said maybe the Shafi ate it up. One thing is for certain. For certain, it's in the freezer. They took it away. And they put it away in the fact people they have leftovers, we'll do the leftovers.
Freeze.
You don't leave the leftovers on the table. You for sure take it off the table. It's a suffix. Where does it go? Does it go in the garbage? or does it go in the freezer for the next 6 months until you clean out the freezer? But if for sure you can take it off the table, that's zelbe zach. Weiter. Even though we do not say that the show is eaten, but the same answer, the only difference in the gear, this gear, it says the word into their holes.
So they drink. The difference? Is vade away?
Vade different. When the person bent down, when the person, when the coin bent down, it's vade, he did not come in contact with Tumah. Because when he bent down to see what's inside.
It would be a reversed oil. The fact that it's a hole.
Doesn't matter. If you bend over, you're in oil. That's the halach pashut.
I'm saying that's because of an oil, not because
right.
of the contact.
The, oh, right, oil, right. Pashut oil. Mace is metal oil. Right. Exactly. Frag the Gemara. Are we going to Sylvia that me amin we're not chayish? Shema gira chulda. Now what's the Mars kash over here? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says over here, what's the Gemara's kash over here? Umi amrinan. What's the ois aleph? Sarach and loygaris. Okay, that's another loygaris. Umi amrinan. What's the Gemara's next kash? Umi amrinan. Are we really going to say ain chayish? We're not concerned. Shema gira chulda. It's going back now on the chametz. We're going back now on the chametz. I think we're going back now to the beginning of the Gemara. So daf tes amud aleph, and the Gemara there says that we're not chayish shema gira chulda, right? That's going back to the first halach in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, you go and you clean up one corner, you're at home, and you go and you thoroughly clean one part of your bayis, and the other part of the bayis is molei v'godosh of chametz, packed all over the place, and you have chuldas running all over the place. Ah, time for mincha, and you go to mincha. When you go to Mincha, so the Gemara says, when you come back from Mincha, you do not need to be rebodek
that corner.
You do not need to be concerned that maybe when you went to Mincha, they went
slept
and they slept.
The
they slept. You know why? It's pasuk. V'lo yachmoid ish, it's artzcha ba'aloyzcha le'ra'oiz p'nei Hashem elokecha. It's a fair pasuk. When you oil a l'regel, you need not be concerned that someone's going to desire your property and cause trouble. When you go to oil, the regal. The whole clients, they abandon their territory. They go be oil the regal. How can I go? The people rob my house. You have to worry. That it wasn't a guy. You have to worry that a chuldah will go take the chametz from one part of the bayis to the other part of the bayis. So, frag the Gemara, what are you talking about? You do have to be chayish. I'll show you now that if you go to mincha, when you come back, you have to do bedikah all over again. If you have in one half part of your bayis chametz and there are chuldos running free in the house, there's a real possibility you have to go and do it. When the bedikah is over and you have more chametz for tomorrow morning's breakfast, you should put away your chametz betzina in a secret undisclosed location where the rodents do not have access. So you don't have to do b'dika tomorrow morning. When you leave over your food for breakfast, make sure you put it away in a special place where it's not going to get scattered in the house. So therefore, what do you see? You see that if you don't put it away in a secret location, there's a real concern that the next morning, the chametz that you have left over for breakfast, part of it was snatched by the chuldos and they brought it all over the house. You need b'dika. So I have a stira. I'm going to buy it. The Mavi is why the b'shloisha asa, the shriach rifta, b'chul b'bate, loy mitzano. On day 13 is indeed where you have, if you do a bedikah on day 13, then
you still have time.
You have time.
The weasel is Jewish.
The weasel is Jewish? Let's see. There's a lot of food, right? The weasel is Jewish. The weasel gets a sense. The weasel sees this bread everywhere. The weasel is not going to go and take the chametz. When you go to Mincha, you need not be concerned when you go to Mincha that the weasel will take the chametz from one side of your house and bring it to the other side of the house. The only reason why the weasel does is because the weasel once is afraid there's going to be a shortage. They're going to stock up on toilet paper, right? It's a pachat. The weasel gets a sense. They send out a kol kare to all the weasels. They have special special WhatsApp for weasels. There's a Kol Kare and says, you know, you better go stock up and hide the chametz because it's disappearing. On day 13, they don't send out text messages. So the weasel thinks there's plenty of chametz all over the place. It's not an emergency. But that's when, if you go to Mincha, you come back, you're good to go. You don't have to worry. But if you but Lel Yodalit, there's no chametz to be found in the whole flower push. They send out a WhatsApp to all the weasels. You know, we got there's an emergency going on over here. If you can find some chametz, put it away for all of us. Do it for the team. Do it for the team. Put it away for therefore. It's incredibly moving. Is ascribing to the chuldeis chochma, smur de gazach. We're giving the chuldeis, they have incredible insight into understanding their environment. If only we were able to look at our environment and understand what's going on around us, we should learn from the chulda. We should learn from the chulda to understand. It's like Tom and Jerry. It's unbelievable. Tom and Jerry here. So the moving says. So Bishlam, this was done by design. You have no shayla about it. That this Gemara here, this was calculated. This was done with enormous chachma. Yeah, she was a neviya. And you're not going to bake out of the orta, and it's going to hide. It knows that today is day 14, and they're not going to bake until v'loy ape, and they're not going to bake out of the orta. Now this is incredible Gemara. This is the makar. This Gemara is the makar for bagel hall to make fresh bagels. Erev Pesach in the morning. That's what it says. It's beferish. Bagel hole, yudalit, fresh bagels. When they make for you fresh bagels, this is what it says in the Gemara. At night, you do the bedika. So ordinary, so the next time they're going to bake bread is going to be in the morning. They're going to bake fresh bread in the morning. So therefore, it's nervous. And that's why you going?
You have to go to Shem House. I'm not finished to do that.
Reps?
Yeah.
Omar Rava, the Chichud and the Vigi, the Yadda, the Idna, that today, the Abesar, today is day 14, at night, meaning the night, Vloy Ape, and people not going to bake at L'Orta, the morning.
Right.
They're not going to bake until the morning. And Mamelo, Umishire, it's a fair, I have nothing for dinner tonight. They're going to leave over, they're going to hide it. He doesn't know what's going on. So therefore, how can you go tell me over there that the night of the 40th, the Arlar Ba'asar, if you go Arlar Ba'asar and you put away your few crumbs of chametz that you're gonna burn tomorrow, you have to hide it, because if you don't hide it, the chulda is going to go have a sense that tonight, there's no dinner tonight in the whole flapush. The next time we'll be able to get some fresh bread is tomorrow morning in Bagel Hall. It doesn't know what's going on. It doesn't follow. I have a calendar. Know what's going on over here? Ela merava mashem shaya nichena b'tzinder shema titel chulda b'fanenu. The chashash is in front of us. V'yetzach b'dika acharav. So the Gemara is saying, Yitaka, you're right. If what you don't know is good for you. This is the old yisoid. The old yisoid in life is what you good night. What you don't know, I'll put away the word. What you don't know is good for you. If you taka don't see, there's nothing to worry. The reason why we tell you to put away the chametz is because maybe the chulda will go take it and run in front of him, takes it in front of him, then you have taka, you have no choice. You have to go do bedika all over again. Tanya, chava, sidrava, haraitza, lecha, chametzacha, bedika, bekeza, diase, masha, meshayer, yani, chene, betzin, shalot, tovi, chulda, betitel, before nenu, it's beferish, nebats, nenu, vietzach, bedika, achadav, ramori, omar, gezerah, shemeinich, eser, vim, satesha. The reason why it should be betzin is because you might put out 10. This is the makar. You see this? There's another makar for the Gemara. Why put out 10 pieces of chametz? Where does it come that you're supposed to put out 10 pieces of chametz? Where? Show me. Show me a makar for the minhag yishol of putting out 10 pieces. If you want to do a bedikah, so put out 5, put out 6, put out 1. Well, do put out nothing. Who says you should put out anything? Here's the Gemara. This is the Gemara that's meramez in the minhag that you put out 10 pieces of chametz. And you have leftover, and tomorrow you're supposed to burn them, and one of them might be missing because Jerry went and chopped a piece, and now you're gonna have to go through the whole house all over the place to get Tom. Tom is very busy because Tom is in very high demand. Everyone wants Tom to come to their house Erev Pesach to find the missing pieces of chametz that disappeared. Who says you can be able to get him to come to your house? Weiter. Teishat Siburin, Nai Gemara. A Nai Unfang, mittendrin in here, in the spink kitchen, sitting on the oven. Weiter in the Gemara. We have a new oven here. What happened to the old oven? Baruch Hashem, they finally got rid of the old oven. They got rid of the old oven. They brought here a new oven. This oven is smaller than the old oven. Shlomi, how come you don't want to come to shul?
I don't want to get corona.
Teishat Siburin. Shal matzah v'echad shal chametz. There are 9 piles of matzah. And there's 1 pile of chametz. V'yasa achva. This is the famous Gemaris. And along comes the achva v'sachva v'shakal v'loy. It takes a v'loy. There's not no e-matzah shakal v'chametz shakal. Hainu. So this is the same. This is shal is a kavua. Kol kavua kemechza al mechz yadamya. Hainu teisha chanuya. So perish there's 9 stores. Perash. Therefore, what's halacha? You have to do bediga. Kol the potish. I'm saying kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. Nachamal. No more talking more. You have 9 stores. You have 9 piles of tziburin shel matzah. The echad shel chametz. The also akbar. The akbar comes. The shakal takes. The lo yadinan e matzah shakal e chametz shakal. What is halacha? You must do a bedika. Even the majority is matzah, and the minority is chametz. You must do a bedika because why? Where was the suffik noilat? It's a gzeres hakosef. There's no lomnis. You can scratch your head the whole day until all your hair falls out. You're not going to be able to understand the lumness behind this. There is no lumness. It's pure halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. If the suffix is noilat in a makam kavua, then the law is mechza al mechza. It's 50-50 and you have to be chayish l'chumra. So if you have 9 piles of matzah, 1 pile of chametz, even though the chametz is the minority, and we do not know from which pile the chulda took the chametz, took the food, since the suffix is noilat, the suffix was first originated in its original location, even though in the original location there it's 9-1, it doesn't matter. Kol kavua, and therefore we have to be, there's a 50% chance it took the chametz, and a 50% chance it took the chametz is enough to demand a recount. A recount and a trial, and you have to go do a bedika all over again. A paper recount for $3 million all over again. Kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. Vait. Hainu, this is the sugya. Hainu teisha chanus. There are 10 stores. There are 9 stores are selling kosher meat. 1 store is selling non-kosher meat. You, the customer, do not remember in which store you bought the meat. You come home and you put down the meat on the table and your wife says to you, which store did you go to? Don't you know that one of the stores, they removed the hechsher? There was a scandal. There were 10 stores on the avenue and the badats removed the hechsher from one of the 10 stores. And your wife asks you, where did you buy the meat? Did you buy the meat in the store that no longer has the hechsher? And you say, I have absolutely no recollection which store I bought it in. There are 10 stores. So what's the big deal? Go Basarayf. 9 stores are kosher. 1 store is not kosher. Go Basarayf. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Since you went into the store to buy the meat, and you do not remember which store you purchased the meat from, and your suffix involves 10 stores, 9 kosher, 1 not kosher, we treat this situation as if it's a 50-50 suffix. And when... Okay, so let's contrast this with the next case, and then you'll understand. Let's say you find a piece of meat in the street on the avenue right in the middle of the street. And there's a real equal possibility that this piece of meat came from one of these 10 stores. And nine of the 10 stores are kosher, and one of them is not kosher. And if it only came from these 10 stores, because there's a ban, there's a lockdown, no meat is being imported, it for sure came from one of these 10 stores. What is the halach? It's mutter. Why is it mutter? You go bus a roif. So here's the question. Why is it that if you find the meat in the street, is it mutter? If you find the meat in the street, is it mutter? But if you walked into one of the stores and purchased meat and then came home and put the meat down on your table and then you said, wait a minute, which store did I buy the meat in? I don't even remember which store I bought the meat in. Then it's usser. It's the same exact statistics. The stats are...
Don't you call the
books? Oh, that's the answer. But what's the longest? There is no longest. Call, when you find the meat in the street, you say they will call the parish, Meruba parish. Why? Because when was the Shaila presented? It's just the lumdus is, when did the question begin? This is a very important principle. It affects everything in the world of halacha. Whenever you have a halachic Shaila, you have to say to yourself, when did the question begin? Tell me the date and time when the question was first raised.
One was raised in his house when he brought it home.
No, that's not correct. It's not raised in his house because you say, what do you have in your? You brought home to your house a piece of meat.
No, that's not called the parish.
Because you went and you bought the meat in the store. You bought the meat in the store. That's when you purchased the meat. You can trace yourself. You who have the Shaila can trace yourself from where you purchased, where you picked up the piece of meat. You picked up the meat and it's an original source. You have in your hand a piece of meat in your house. Where did you get this piece of meat from?
I don't remember.
So, but you definitely went, you went to one of the stores. So the Shaila began earlier. The Shaila began in the Kavua. What? So the other case, let's say you find the piece of meat in the street and you bring it home. Let's revise the case. You find the piece of meat in the street and you bring it to your house and you put it down on the table and you say to your wife.
When it was in the street. So, even if you didn't bring it home, it started in the street.
Exactly. Exactly. So both cases will make identical. You bring it to your house, you put it on the table. Then you say, where'd you get this from? My lucky day. I found it in the street. Oh, really? Don't you know one of the 10 stores on the avenue was Treif? Oh, I didn't know that. Well, guess what? You should be reading the papers. The badats took off their hechsher. So what's the halacha? Mutter. Yes, because the suffix was noilad after it was poiresh. The suffix was noilad after it already separated from the makar of the shaila. But when you can trace your shaila back to the makar, then you don't say called the parish. Then you say it's called kavua kemechsa mechsa. And here's the law. There's no logic behind this. You can scratch your head the whole day. Every hair can fall out of your head from scratching your head the whole day. You're not going to find a statistical difference. What?
I have to have something, a good sin to know. This is called the barge, and this is called the...
Think about it. Where was the suffix noilat? Where did the suffix originate? Did the suffix originate in the source? Or did the suffix begin after it was poiresh from the source of the problem? When you find the meat in the street, I don't know where this meat came from. This meat, I didn't go into the store to take the meat out. Someone else brought the meat out. Someone brought the meat from the store out into the street. As far as I'm concerned, the first time I came in contact with this piece of meat was already after it already separated from the problematic location. That's called the parish. On the other case is where I'm part of the problem. I went into one of these 10 stores. I don't know which one I went into. One of the 10 stores is the source of its prohibition. And I don't remember. That's called Kavua Kimech Samechsa. Now, statistically speaking, when you put these two cases under a microscope and do a mathematical analysis, there is absolutely no difference whatsoever. why then in one case is it mutter and in one case it's usser? Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. And there's a lumdis. The lumdis is, in halacha, it's a very important principle in halacha, is when did the question begin? Your duty to follow halacha is from your perspective. You're not obligated to go back to Maisa Bereishis and figure everything out. Your obligation in halacha is, from your perspective, I have a shayla. You deal with the shayla from your perspective. I came in contact with a piece of meat in the street. I don't know where this came from. I don't know where it came from. I bust arrive. But when your shayla was, I went to a place of Isser, I entered into a location. Each one of these stores, when you walked into that store, that could be the store that's treif. Here you don't say the rule. Here the rules of roiv don't work. You want to think of the lumdis? It's very hard. There is no lumdis. I don't think you can figure out the law.
I'm not thinking the lumdis. I have a problem understanding what is called the parish or what is.
I just explained it for the last 20 minutes. What's the problem?
It doesn't go in my head. I'm sorry. Okay, continue. Let's continue.
Savait Gemara. Teishat Sibur Nachamal. Teishat Siburin Shalmatza Viechas Shalchametz Vasa Achba Veshachav Loideni Iman Nasa Shakli Chamet Shakal. Hayim Teishach Anuyas. The halach is you have to do a new bedika. Since the cholda went into the makom, it went into the 10 stores. But let's say there's a piece of bread lying on the floor, and you do not know from which pile this piece of bread fell from, the chametz sticker bread or the chametz sticker bread. And now, lo and behold, guess who shows up? A chulda. And the chulda takes it and runs away with it. Oh, your lucky day. Since the suffix was noilad after it was parish, called the parish, meiruba parish, you don't need to do bedika. Perash, you also call Achim Vashokh Vachim Vasev, the Tan Teshach and Rinz Vachim 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 Vachim. It's also
saying that chametz is not bottled, that even though it's a meal, you shouldn't eat it.
Erev Pesach, it is bottled. It is bottled Erev Pesach. It's not bottled on Pesach. Chametz, on Pesach, it's not bottled. Before Pesach, it is bottled. Erev Pesach, it is bottled. That's important halacha. Erev Pesach, yeah, there's bittel. On Pesach, then chametz also b'mashu. But Erev Pesach, it is bottled. Nochmal, so das Nanz, Teshach Anuyas, wo kulem Rom Bachas Schruder, wie achas mecheres Bachas und Bachas Mevela, will lo kach have you purchased, wie achas mecheres, wie ne dem Ezem, wo lo kach seke Osser. Uwe nimsa! You find the piece of meat in the street, halech achar roiv. Okay, next halacha. Nay halacha. Shnei tziburin, there are two piles. Echot shal matz, wie echot shal chometz, wo lefneim shnei botim. Echot boduk, wie echot shen boduk. Okay, you have two houses. We also shnei achvarim. Two achvarim come. Echad shakal matzav, echad shakal chametz. V'lo yedin hayil hayil, v'hayil hayil. It's pasha. They need a bedika. Pasha. They both need a bedika. Haynu shtei kubois. What's the halach of shtei kubois? Haynu shtei kubois. It's not shtei kubois. Echad shal chul, echad shal truma. Two boxes. One chul and one truma. V'lefneim shnei.
There's no roiv here. There's no roiv, correct?
No roiv. There's no roiv here. No. What?
It should be
mutter. What's your question?
There's no right to come from this one or this one.
Right. Simple case. New case now.
Why should it be mutter? Who said there's a rule? It's
not mutter. It's osser. It's osser. I didn't say mutter. I said osser. Osser. It's 50-50. You have two piles. One chametz, one matzah. Two achbarim. Two bottom. Everything is 2-2-2. Okay, two piles, two achbarim, two batim, and one achbar goes into one house, one goes to the other house. So we don't know, and so you have to assume the worst. You have to assume the worst. And he brings a raya. What's the raya? You have a similar halach when it comes to, you have chulin and truma, and you have two big piles. And the question is, and those piles have less than, there's no bittel in these piles. Truma's bottle 1 in 100. One in, and you don't have here, you don't have enough for bittel. You have less than 1 in 100. So the shaila is, maybe the truma went into the chulin. And if the truma went into the chumrah, so the entire batch now is, you have to treat with the chumrah of, you have to treat as if it's truma because it's not bottle. So look at the case. The case is shtei kupas, two boxes, achas shalchum yachas shal truma. V'lefneim shnei sin, two large measures of grain. Ach echas shalchum yachas shal truma. V'naflu elu l'sachelu. Oh, so here, tak, in this case, tak, it's mutter. And I'm sorry, see, this is that way. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's mutter. I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti lechem tohu sein biyadi. Okay? It's mutter. Why? Shani oimer. Chule, let's say chule naflu. V'chum sech chum naflu. So the Gemara wants to make a suggestion that the case, the shtei kupais, this is the halacha, when it comes to the truma, we matir. So just like with matir, so the same thing, you have two chulois.
What's the logic?
The logic is you could assume, be optimistic. Is it half empty, half full? It's 50-50? Let's see Rashi, what the logic is. The Gemara, let's see one more line. The Gemara is going to slug it up. The Gemara says, exactly what you want, you can't compare the cases. The Gemara tells the logic. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Amar daminan shani aimer bitruma drabanon. That's only by truma drabanon. Muhammad's deraisa mi aminan. How can you compare? The case that we're dealing over there is we're not dealing with truma deraisa. We're dealing with truma drabanon. Why? Rashi obviously pile ploim bisman hazeh. Bisman hazeh truma is only midrabanon. Why? Why only midrabanon bisman hazeh? Because you need the majority of eretz. You need, I think you need. What?
Here's the
deraisa.
Which case is
deraisa? Chometz deraisa. Chometz deraisa. Chometz v'pesach is deraisa. Bedikas chometz. Bedikas chometz. Bir chometz. You're saying good. Tashbisu. Tashbisu is deraisa.
Bittel is enough.
It's abizrayu. Who says you're doing bittel? You're not doing bittel.
I'm saying with bittel alone, you're
mekayim. So the Gemara here is going where you're not doing bittel. The Gemara, the meikar hadin, you only need to do one or the other. You only need to do either bittel or bedika. If you do bedika, you don't really need to do bittel. We do both. You have to tashbisu.
But this is a drabon and shayla, not a
deraisa. I hear what you're saying. B'chum drabon, b'chom es deraisa mi'aminan. Even though you're right, Shlomi, you're right. They're both the rabbanans, but the bedin of chometz beetsem is the din deraisa.
Okay.
Truma beetsem, beetsem is bisman hazeh doesn't. There's no mitzias of truma deraisa bisman hazeh. There's no mitzias. Chometz is for Pesach. Chometz is deraisa bisman hazeh. The bedika may be midraban, but the etzem chometz is deraisa. All right, I have to go to mincha. There's something over here. All right, tomorrow. I might not be able to give a shiur tomorrow, you should know. I don't know. Probably not going to be able. I'm going to Lakewood for a bris. I'm going to go tomorrow night. I'll give the shiur from Lakewood. If I get there early, I can give the shiur from Lakewood. But I don't know if I'm going to go early. Shkoyach to you.
Okay.
Laila Tov.